Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Craig.
It's the Energy is Love podcast. Did you know that?
I had a feeling, but I wasn't sure.
What else could this be?
I was trying to be clever.
What if we were, if we were going to name the podcast something different today, what would it be?
Craig's Confusing Steph Moments.
Yes.
Or
that would be funny.
Steph, what'd you call them? Stephanisms? What did you say?
Stephisms.
Stephisms, those.
Yeah.
Epiphany.
I like that one too.
Well, that's just how I brainstorm.
These are all great ideas. If you'd like to steal them, you can. You just have to donate money to the podcast at energieslovepodcast.com.
If that's what we keep calling it. I like how I do hand signals a lot.
Yeah, you do talk with your hands, baby.
I do, but I forget. Nobody gets it because they can't see.
I get it.
Okay. So what are we doing today?
Listeners of the podcast, thank you for tuning in and subscribing and downloading and all those different things. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but if you happen to be one of the many, many people, like millions of people that listens to podcasts on iPhone devices or through iTunes, you can leave us a review. You can review the podcast. My brain went sleepy for a minute there.
Oh, okay.
But you can review the podcast through any of those apps. And all that does is give us something to laugh at when you review the podcast and appreciate, depending upon what you have to say. But we would definitely pay you back with praise and love and our undying acceptance of you as a person.
I could use some positive feedback.
There you
go. Like if you want to do that, yeah, there's that moment.
Yeah. So go to energieslovepodcast.com and find all those links to where you can listen and subscribe and leave us a review or shoot us a message. Also at energieslovepodcast.com, you will find a tab at the top titled partners. You can click on that and see all the different organizations and people involved with supporting the podcast over the years and throughout space and time. We have a new one on there, babe. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Oh, you did?
was I supposed to be clever again?
Yeah, you're
no,
supposed
to. No,
I
is
didn't.
It?
What is
I
that?
I didn't. What is it?
It's Everyman.
What?
You've heard me talk about Everyman probably ad nauseum.
Not ad nauseum, but I've heard it.
Yes.
I think I've met some people too.
You have met some Everyman
oh my
people.
What's going to happen?
So go there now if you're listening and click on the partners and scroll down and click on the Everyman tab. Everyman is a really, 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 really good organization that I've been involved with for the past several years. And they recently rolled out a new program that they're offering. So yes, they always have their open source events, their expeditions that they have all year long, these really, really cool in-person things that you get to go and participate in, which I've been involved with many of them, and they're really life-changing experiences. But they recently came out with a six-week course, an online course that basically focuses on all of their fundamental trainings that they cover, not just at their events, but through the men's groups that they also sponsor, which we have one here in Salt Lake City. You knew that too, right?
Do I get to know this one?
Yeah, you get to know that.
Yes,
one.
I knew that.
But
yes,
so if you go there, you can click on the Everyman tab under partners, and it'll take you to a description of what this course is, this six-week online thing that they're doing. For example, week one is a relationship to yourself. Week two, from checking out to checking in. Week three is communication and emotional Wi-Fi. Four is taking risks and going deep. Five is from victimhood to agency. And the last week they cover taking action and living the new paradigm.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a really good course. I've got the opportunity to look through most of it. And the founders of Everyman, Dan Doty and Owen Marcus, both of them, I have, I know both of them. They're both incredible men, and they're really, really good in the space of helping men go deep into all of this emotional work. And they're the ones doing this online course. So go there now, click on that link, and sign up for it. Yes, of course, it costs money, like all good things in this world, but it's much, much cheaper, much more
affordable, feasible.
Yeah, all of those things. Like you can't
doable.
Doable, because maybe you can't travel to one of their events. What did you say, babe?
Doable? No, that's right. I said it funny. Anyways, I can't recreate my funniness. You missed it.
But it's totally doable. And it's within your price range. I'm certain of it. And yeah, go check it out and sign up for it. So this episode, episode 176 of this podcast, is all about what, baby?
Every man. No? No. All about sex. It's,
okay.
All about behind the scenes, under the sheets. What? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
What is it about?
I don't know, but I'm excited for it now. Yeah, we don't know what it's about because we do these intros before we actually record the episode. So we're going to be just as surprised as you are. But it's going to be good. So as always, we ask you to pull over wherever you're driving and set aside the next hour to listen to the podcast. But here we go with a brand new episode featuring your wonderful, beautiful, amazing, sexy hosts, Steph and Craig. Here we go.
You're listening to the Energy is Love podcast.
Energy is Love.
The Energy is the Love podcast.
The Energy is Love podcast.
Energy is Love.
The Energy is Love podcast.
The podcast for the universe.
The Energy is Love podcast.
Good afternoon. It's another snowy afternoon, morning. You looked at the clock.
It's not even 9 yet. It's almost 9, but it's not even 9 yet.
We're lots coming to noon. You live from the wintry wonderland of Grantsville, Utah. I'm going to do the entire episode in this voice.
I'm pretty sure they're going to keep listening.
Yes. Hello, everybody. No. What's your radio voice? Because I'm a... Oh.
This is my radio voice. Voice. Ooh. With a little sass.
Hello.
A little. No, now I feel stupid.
No,
I
can't. It's 10 o'clock and coming up next is.
Oh, I almost said something really naughty.
Sex chat with Stephanie. No?
Dun, dun, dun. No, I don't know. Is this my, do I put on a radio voice?
You definitely have a podcast voice.
Do I have a podcast voice?
You told me I had a podcast voice.
Well, you do, but do I?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. I like your podcast voice.
Does it sound the same? Is my podcast voice my old radio voice or was those different things?
Oh, I was trying to think for a minute what the hell your old radio voice was. And I'm like, baby, I didn't realize that you were a disc jockey. You were apparently on the radio for a while. Tell me about this part of your life.
Do you ever listen?
No, this sounds nothing like
your... So it's different.
Nothing at all like your...
Well, I don't even know what I sound like.
Dispatcher then. Voice.
What? So what do I normally sound like? Because I think this is what I normally sound like, but apparently this is different, and my other voice was different. So who am I?
Maybe that's what we're going to discover on this episode today.
Who do is I got Stephanie? The hot seat? Am I sitting on the hot seat? I feel like my buns are getting a little hot. I might be on the hot seat.
Buns are getting hot. Baby, it's too late. Your buns have been hot for a long time.
They're toasty buns.
So the very first thing that we actually need to talk about on the podcast
is
we have,
is it sex?
It's kind of.
Oh,
all right. It's on the list of stuff, and we keep skipping over it.
Shit, I was nervous. What do you got?
Don't get nervous. It is here's Johnny.
Oh God, we're getting some good shit. all of my
I'm glad you remember what it is.
I think I need to take a nap.
So recently, well, not
recently.
I don't know. It was somewhat recently.
It was within the, was it January?
I don't think so. I think it was it probably December.
Kind of feel like it was January.
Within the last few weeks, we'll say.
Yeah.
We came up with a term that.
It might have been December.
Made us laugh.
It was a Christmas surprise.
Quite, it was a Christmas surprise, a Christmas miracle.
It was not a miracle, it was a surprise.
Every time a bell rings, an angel gets its Christmas miracle. We came up with this, actually Stephanie came up with this term, and it's priceless. So we have to share it with you. It's called a Here's Johnny. And it's a play on the classic 70s film, The Shining, featuring Jack Nicholson, in which there is a scene where he cracks open a door with an axe, and once the door is split open enough, God. He pokes his head in and rattles off the classic line, "Here's Johnny." So if you haven't seen The Shining, go see it. It's a great scene and a great movie. This has nothing to do with it.
It has a little bit to do with it.
Other than it's...
It's still an unfortunate thing.
It's a perfect name for what we are about to describe. Do you want to describe it, babe?
Oh, no.
Because it's really yours. Like, you came up with it, and you experience a Here's Johnny.
Well,
I've yet to experience
one. Well, you're about to. Jesus. Oh my God, I'm so embarrassed.
Oh, it's so good.
You're so mean.
It was so priceless.
So mean.
That's why it went on the podcast list.
Okay, so explicit content coming up. I'm embarrassed. You're so mean. Okay.
Don't be embarrassed.
So there's moments in the throes of passion, in the love making, in the gentle caresses. I'm embarrassed. Sometimes, you know, legs are up, just going to town.
Yes.
I cannot believe you're going to make me describe this. I am like getting hot and not the good kind. I'm like
taking off the sweater.
I am. I'm so just uncomfortable.
Naked folks getting ready for a Here's
that's
Johnny.
That's not what's happening. I'm sitting on it. Shut up.
That's what she said.
I know. I heard it. Anyways, you're just going. Right? And then every once in a while, there's a difference, like, I don't know, your knee moves, your hip moves, you as an either person involved. And the angle is slightly different. The angle drops a tidbit. So instead of the...
You're going to have to get more explicit, dear.
Oh, I'm not going to be able to. Oh, my God. So instead of the intended target that has been a tried and true success rate.
Yes.
Somebody hits the back door with the same amount of
vigor.
Yes. And, you know, sometimes, you know, those back doors, they do not appreciate that. Sometimes the back doors, like, they can, there's moments of allowance, but it's a very different setting and it's a very slow and like, we're going to take our time to get to know,
you know, especially
like, who's
when
coming.
You're not expecting it.
So,
especially when it's like Jack Nicholson cracking open the door and cramming his head in.
And it's a whole boom.
Here's Johnny.
And then fun time's over. It is like, oh my gosh, I'm done. I'm embarrassed. You finish. I'm done.
You shouldn't be embarrassed. I'm the one that screws up. So just imagine, folks. Don't picture us unless you want to, but picture yourself perhaps or some other people that you find attractive and just imagine them in the throes of passion where everything is going exactly as planned and everybody's having a good time. All the things and all the pieces and all the places are fitting together just right. And in the process of that process, things get a little intense and
you
get a little excited.
You're going to be more descriptive.
I don't know if we can get that explicit.
You just asked me to.
Well, we have to use correct terminology. Penises and vaginas and assholes. Here's Johnny involves all three of those things.
Only two were invited to the party.
No, it was very, very hilarious, babe. I think it needs to be
a thing.
It was
funnier for you.
It was incredibly funny. I think that needs to be a thing, like how there's weird... sexual terms for funny or stuff that isn't like a Dirty Sanchez or whatever.
Ew, that's where you went?
That's the only one that came to my mind, even though that's not one that is even remotely close to the same level of this.
It is not.
What's another one that you can think of?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I am like really, I'm sweating.
You're all worked up.
I am worked up. I'm a little uncomfortable. I'm a little embarrassed. What's another one I can think of? I need to get Janelle on the phone. I'm sure Janelle could help me out with a bunch of these.
But this is a new one. This is a Here's Johnny.
Here's Johnny. Yeah.
And it's when
I'm
going to
tell her about it. When you slip.
It's when you slip. Where everything's going just right and you're... in and out, and you're in and out, and you're in and out. And
bam, bam, bam.
Next thing you know, you're
the
in,
screams
you're
change.
Out, and then you go back in, and everything immediately comes to a halt, and everybody freezes and screams, and Jack Nicholson pokes his head right in the door, and next thing you know, all hell breaks loose. That's a Here's Johnny, where suddenly everything has to come to a screeching halt. There's... panic and mayhem.
Abort, abort.
And it takes quite a while to reset. And potentially not even that same day. Here's Johnny can end the experience.
Can end the experience.
So just warning, folks. Next time that happens, I hope you think of this conversation.
And have sympathy.
Yes.
Have sympathy for the...
for the receiver.
For the receiver that's like, I need a break. Time out. End game. Okay, what else are we going to talk about now that
I know? So that's a Here's Johnny, folks. Ooh. That's good, right?
That is good. That is good. Okay.
You had a great idea last time after we got done recording last week.
So, yes, it was, and I remember it. But now I'm embarrassed and, like, all uncomfortable, so I don't know how to speak.
Well,
we should have started with that and ended with a Here's Johnny.
Yes. A Here's Johnny at the very end is the best way.
That's what ends it.
Yeah.
See, we had such an opportunity.
You can't start
there
with a Here's Johnny. Otherwise,
it's the party never gets going.
Yeah.
Unless, you know, that's the intent.
Very okay.
With slow,
yeah,
compassionate.
What would that be called?
Don't tell anybody.
I think that's just called anal sex.
Oh, that's. that would be called. I've got nothing. I am
a welcome
failing.
Johnny.
A welcome Johnny. No.
Because a Here's Johnny is a surprise. But a welcome, Johnny, is hello, come in, sit down.
It's a maybe today. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how it goes if you play your cards right. Let's see. I don't know. Maybe you're going to come in. Maybe you're not. Let's see. Oh, nope, not today. Denied.
Oh, you're so cute. So in the process, folks, of Stephanie and I basically living every single day of our life in close proximity to one another and communicating on a regular basis into deep emotional states, which happens on the regular.
Pretty amazing.
Like every day. We come up with terminologies that are like unique to us. Here's Johnny as an example of one. But we also come up with...
But you know it applies to you too.
We come up with stuff all the time that is applicable to... our relationship, our like the way you and I communicate back and forth, babe, stuff that just makes sense to us, especially in the context of our own processing and our own experience and our own level of communication. And we've shared some of those over the course of the podcast, and some of them we haven't because they're definitely special and unique to us. But we recently came up with a new one that we can talk about.
Okay.
Do you remember what this one is?
Well, I thought I did, but the route, not the rabbit hole. I don't know what I'm saying. The direction that you just went means I might not.
You're not sure?
I'm not sure.
It's a BMM.
Oh, nope. That's not what was on my mind. But yes, yeah. I like BMM. That kind of sounds like it's trailing after the Here's Johnny, but it's not. It's okay. Not. It's not a dirty Sanchez.
We're shifting
Keep
gears.
Keep listening.
Changing gears here, folks. Pals, gals and pals, a BMM stands for a body memory moment. So recently we've been both traveling into the past to bring forth trauma from the past into the present moment. And in doing so, it's kicked our ass quite a bit.
A little bit.
And I don't remember.
Got to stop with the ass references.
You got to stop referring back to the ass, babe.
And then that's all I hear now.
That's all you're after. Just give her some ass, folks. She's a happy woman. a BMM, body memory moment, is when you experience something, a past trauma, something that affected you from your past, a deep emotional scar, something that is really, really triggering for you, and your body starts to react. Now, intellectually, you may realize that this is from the past. Intellectually, you may understand that this experience that you're having right now is triggered from something from the past, and you want to heal it, you want to fix it, you want to change it. You don't want to be experiencing this thing because it's frustrating to think that something from 20 years ago is still fucking with you today. But the intellectual aspect of that processing doesn't really change what your body is experiencing. So that's the body memory moment where you may not want to be processing this thing. You may not want to be experiencing this thing, but your body is. Your body is having a memory. It's having a moment in time where it's remembering this thing from your past, and it's causing your body to go through some of the same experiences. You have same physical responses. You might shortness of breath, maybe stop breathing altogether. You may have tension and panic in your chest. You may have suddenly an upset stomach, pain in your left shoulder, whatever it is.
Are you just describing all of mine?
I wasn't actually. I experience all of those as well at times. So for us, that's become a body memory moment. And we have begun using it in our regular everyday conversations as kind of a reminder of like, oh, I think this is a BMM. I think this is a body memory moment, because it's not based in reality in the sense of like, right now I'm triggered by something that's in front of me that's happening. Yeah, something may have triggered me, but it's triggering a past experience.
Yes.
So.
And it can even be a good thing that's happening. I mean, the experience, but something that is now a happy memory that has not been, oh God, I'm saying this so wrong. Like, it can almost be the same thing, but with a different energy behind it. So while you're happy with the experience that you're having now, this is something that you want, like, enjoy, whatever. We'll just say pancakes. Maybe you had shitty pancakes. And then these pancakes have strawberries in them. So that's the best I can do. So it's a happy thing, but it's confusing because then you have this wave of pain and panic and all the fun things that can come up. And it's hard to try and associate a new neural pathway, a new Sanskrit that says this is a new feeling, and to separate.
Yeah.
My words are done. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
I got distracted. No, I saw something over there and was like,
Was it a what? Here's Johnny.
No.
That's right. Oftentimes, at least for us recently, it has been coming up through stuff that we're excited about, changes in our life and things that we've been experiencing that we're jazzed about and that we're excited about and that we're enjoying. But in that process, it triggers pasts. Traumas. Toss me the coffee bin.
I will do that.
It triggers stuff. Ooh.
That was a good catch.
That was a good catch. And
or was it a good throw? See? Intended target.
It's a perfect throw. The other thing that I realized that I don't think we've actually talked about.
Okay.
Pause momentarily, unless you want to continue to speak.
I feel like I have the opportunity here to talk about ass some more, and I should really seize it.
Shake that ass. Show me what you...
I feel like dancing.
So you can also have a 100% strictly positive BMM where you're remembering... Don't think of it as a bowel movement.
It's so hard not to hear it.
You're a freaking 10-year-old.
I'm sorry.
You said bowel movement. You're talking about poop. Doo-doo.
Okay.
You can also have a joyful one. You can have a joyful body memory moment because you remember something from the past that brings you joy and happiness. And yes. Your body will experience that thing again in the moment, in that space. We haven't talked about that. And I get those all the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. I like the acknowledgement of, oh yeah, I get those all the time too.
I do too.
That feels good.
I even withheld a smart ass remark right there.
Yeah. You had one just yesterday.
I did. What was it?
I don't remember what you were doing or what you were looking at, but you started going down the rabbit hole of like something triggered a memory of like one of our trips, and you started thinking about the anniversary or this, that, and the other. And yeah. You had a really positive BMM for a minute.
It was I did.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was our yurt. Do you want me to go into detail? Or
no, okay. No, we don't need to go into detail of the yurt. But that's a BMM, folks. So you're welcome. We've given you two new things today that you can take back. And
do you know what I like about that while I interrupt you?
Go ahead.
Is that is such a good communication tool for us, because when the other person is experiencing a BMM in a situation that seems joyful and seems that communication to the other person, I'm having a BMM. God, it's... Maybe we can call it a BAM or something. Like, all I hear is... Anyways, communication to the other person takes the anxiety away of when they see the other person's reaction, because something that we are experiencing too is like, oh, I've done something wrong. I've upset this person. I've hurt them. So that's just that communication, or it's also been a code for me to not be quite as funny or charming as I normally am. So not to make my jokes.
If I'm in the middle of a BMM?
That is not the time to be my sassy self.
Yeah. It's time to come with some compassion and some patience and some understanding.
So I love that, because that's our code word. I would say safe word, but.
We've got other safe words. No, so, I think that. You're right. I think it's been helpful. We have all of those type of things where we have those level of connection and communication and little things that we can say to each other. And we know that this is going on or that is going on. And it definitely helps.
I think so.
In this expanse of our communication and our connection, our CC.
Our CC?
Oh, you know what CC stands for too.
CC Bloom is all I hear. What? Oh, do you know what that's from?
No.
What CC?
Coconut.
Huh? Oh,
not coconut coffee.
I got coconut. Should I say it?
No. No, I'm embarrassed.
Oh, you're cute. I love you.
Oh my goodness. We're so dorky. We have all these inside jokes that nobody else is going to get.
I think sometimes they're a little more obvious than we think they are.
There's definitely some obvious ones.
We think we're being sly and people are like, oh my God. Oh, look, they got it.
So last week when we got done recording, Steph was like, next week we should do an episode about what happens, like the conversations that take place after we push stop, like when we're done recording.
Especially when it's been a hard recording.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Last week was kind of a hard recording for you.
It was.
Do you remember what it was about?
I don't, but I remember feeling upset. I get really frustrated when one of the things that happens to me is when I get emotional or involved, excited, upset, just anything that's a strong emotion, it's improved my ability to speak during those times has improved, but it still is a struggle.
Are you talking about like on the podcast?
I'm talking about in general, but yeah, on the podcast. I'll lose my ability and it's just the little bit of an emotion that can come out. And it's not great. I'm not a great communicator and it's really, really frustrating. Obviously, I'm doing better now. I'm not really activated. But it's really hard because I try so to get a point across. And I know it's not, it's like I'm speaking a foreign language or everybody else around me is. So I'm trying to say these things, these feelings, and it's just not coming out right. And I can hear it or I lose the ability to even know the words that I want to say because it's like my throat just closes. And sometimes all I can do is feel. It's that reactionary of that, that protection that wants to come out. That's a lot of, I feel those so much because, you know, past stuff coming up, giving me BMMs and that. So it's hard. So sometimes I feel like I can communicate effectively and I'm understood. And other times it's like, I don't know, 3-year-old having a tantrum, can't get their words out, can cry and shut down. It's pretty self-degrading to describe myself that way. I feel a little bad about it, but it is what it is.
Well, I do the same thing.
Yeah.
Everybody does the same thing.
I'm a little embarrassed now.
Anyways, don't be embarrassed.
I think I lost my train of thought. I do that too.
I remember what triggered you from last week's episode.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it going to trigger me again?
I kind of don't want to say it because there's a chance that it might.
It might. Okay.
But last week's episode was 110% BS, where we went on and on about how bullshit it is to think that we have to give 110% in life.
Uh-huh.
And in the process of talking about that, we also talked about my stretch for last week that involved getting rid of stuff and throwing it in the box in the garage. And
shame came up for me with that. I was embarrassed.
Yeah,
I had a lot of shame.
Yeah. Okay. But what was the conversation that we had after that ongoing, you think?
I think we had that moment to where I communicated what it felt like for me and with certain things. And I gave some clarity on that. And I was like, why couldn't that come out at the moment? But it was like the understanding, the insight, hindsight. It didn't happen until we hit stop. And so it was like this rambling. I get embarrassed. I feel like it's this thing of where I just look unhinged. And it just makes me feel even worse. And then it becomes harder to speak. And then when the pressure's off, everything calms. The water kind of calms. And it's like, And then I get, this is what's behind that. And then I can, it's like peeking, you know, behind, like you mentioned, you're always behind the curtain with me. You can always see that. I cannot. Sometimes I don't even know there's a curtain, you know, or a wall.
Yeah.
Or a village or a country, whatever. So I think that's just kind of what happened. I had that insight after that clarity and my words found the way out of my mouth and I no longer sounded like a crazy person.
Do you feel like sometimes you're like that crazy person in the grocery store that's having a meltdown?
I do.
And suddenly everybody like stops and stares at them because they're like, you guys are out of fucking avocados. How many times have I come and you're fucking out of avocados? And then next thing you know, they're like swinging their purse around.
Yeah, that's all that happens.
Knocking produce off and storming out and pushing their cart into somebody else. And fuck you, get out of my way.
They can't even say avocado anymore for some reason. Pickles is the only things that come out. And they're like, what's the problem? We're not even by the pickles. Pickles!
Is that what it feels like?
Yeah, it feels crappy.
Yeah, that's not what's happening.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, for sure. That's not what's happening at all. I'm serious. I'm not saying that in the like, that's definitely not what's happening. Everybody that's totally what's happening.
Back away slowly.
No, I know it feels like that probably, but
it feels very loud, very uncomfortable.
I still find it fascinating, like from just a strictly outside perspective of you and me sitting here in our room talking into microphones into a recording device, that can be brought up and be felt because of the, I mean, you definitely have that at times. I have that at times too. I'm not judging you.
You saying I can bring out the crazy?
No, nothing to do with the crazy, but like the panic that ensues from a conversation between you and me. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a level of added panic and nerves because we are recording a podcast.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we can experience that without the microphones as well.
Yes, we can.
That happens from time to time. So what other conversations can you think of that we've had before that have stemmed from the podcast and happened once we push stop?
Well, I am really, really talented at being asked a direct question like that and searching the memory banks and pulling that forefront and being like, here you go. Like,
so good, you've got one.
Yeah.
I couldn't think of any either.
I don't. Thank you. Yeah, I bet you like later I'll be like, oh, this and this and this so many times. But
what we need to do is next time we have one of those conversations is just continue rolling.
Continue rolling?
Yeah.
You think?
So then that way it just is an extension of the podcast.
I wonder if that would. I wonder if. I don't know. Okay, words. Let's try that again. I like to think in theory that that would work, but I think part of it is the anxiety of, oh, this is going out there. I'm not going to be able to fix this. I'm not going to be able to communicate my words because this is already happening. This is being recorded. Just the pressure that comes with that. I don't know if I could. I don't know.
You know what
I'll
do? I
don't know if I would get, you know.
I'll wear a wire.
You'll wear a wire?
I'll wear a wire so then we can record that conversation. I'll just be like, what, babe? I didn't hear you as I like stick my chest out further so that you're talking into my cleavage.
You're like, why did Steph stop being able to talk to me all the time and get really suspicious? What was the defining moment for that?
Are you wearing a wire? No.
I'm just going to ask you that randomly in public and watch who gets like freaked out by it.
I'm going to wear a wire on my penis and then make you talk into the microphone. Be like, sorry, babe, I couldn't hear you. Come closer. Speak into the microphone.
Oh my God.
We're a little silly today.
A little bit. That's good. I made the coffee.
Did you put something in it?
I may have.
Mm.
No, I didn't. I would never do that without telling you.
That just reminded me of something.
Oh, has that happened to you?
Somebody
spiked you?
Slipped me you? A hot toddy
did
or something?
They? No. Or like a roofie?
A That's roofie? Not
funny. No. No, like, see, now I'm panicking. Words. What did that remind you of?
It reminded me of what we've been doing for the last month and a half.
You're going to have to help me out.
We have been taking mushrooms. Mushroom supplements.
Yeah, not shrooms.
Like not psychedelic mushrooms.
Unfortunately.
But no, we recently started a new regime, a new regiment of mushroom supplements. So we've got, you're looking at them. I wish we could see them from here.
I know there's lion's mane.
We've got two different.
Cephalopods. I just heard that's not it.
We've got two different supplements that we're taking kind of in an experimental phase of whether or not they're going to help us in some way, shape, or form. And one of them is like energy support that's got a bunch of different mushrooms in it. And then the other one is.
Immune.
Yeah, immune support. Mm-hmm. Same thing. It's got a bunch of different mushrooms. So the idea behind the whole thing is mushrooms are incredibly healthy and beneficial for a bunch of different things. And they're all these wonderful properties involved with mushrooms that smarter people talk about and I listen to. And now we're taking some pills that are condensed mushrooms, in a sense.
We're not taking pills. We are taking a supplement that is happens to be in a...
pill form.
I was going to say a veggie capsule. Or is it a vegan capsule? I don't know.
Oh, it's definitely vegan.
I don't like the thought of, like, taking pills.
Yeah,
like,
we're popping pills.
They're totally pills, but it feels like popping pills. I'm like, no, I don't know.
So we've been on them for about a month and a half.
Can you see how well they work? Look at all the energy and like, immunity. And yeah. We got the smarts.
If you look at it that way, they aren't doing shit. Because we spent sick. Like the last month fucking sick as dogs. We're clearly not mentally focused.
I'm tired. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Yeah, so we'll it's see. All fucking bullshit. Don't take mushrooms.
That's not true. How's your ear?
I don't know. That was the thought that perhaps it's going to... not even last year, because last year was last year, and now we have to go back 2 years. So in 2018, which up until recently was last year, I got a really bad ear infection that ended up doing some semi-permanent, probably permanent damage to my ear, my left ear. And ever since then, I have an incessant ringing in that ear, as well as like, you know, I don't even know, fucking, it gave me some vertigo, some equilibrium issues. It still periodically does all that kind of stuff. And it's just a shitty ear, essentially, is how I sum it up. But I listened to the podcast with Paul Stamets, who's a mushroom guy. He was on Rogan. I don't remember. It was a recent episode. So if you're a fan of Rogan, you probably heard it. And he's been on before. And he talked about, I mean, he always talks about mushrooms. He's like a fucking mushroom guy. That's his thing. And I remember him mentioning on one of the mushrooms that he was rambling on about that they found that it would like help with tinnitus. Is that, that's how mm-hmm. it's pronounced, right? Tinnitus is a ringing in the ear, and it does something about like repairing whatever those little tiny ear hairs. Oh my God. I have to speak so slowly with these words. Anyways, the thought was maybe we take these mushroom supplements and it's going to help with that. And I don't know if it did or didn't. Part of me thinks it has because when we got really sick, and
didn't jack you up?
Yeah.
Which you normally do?
Normally, because the sickness that we had was like this really bad congestion and sinus pressure and all sorts of stuff. Go ahead.
It was like, when you just say it like that, it sounds like a cold.
Yeah.
We did not have a cold.
It was, it was some gnarly stuff.
It was
bad. But I would have predicted that I would have gotten another sinus infection and another ear infection stemming from that cold, and I didn't.
Yeah.
And also... I think about it now, like I'm listening to my left ear as I'm talking and I can hear the ringing.
Yeah.
But I think it's getting better.
How's the volume? Like, is it the, because your volume, your, it was quite a bit less.
Yeah. No, so. I think that's improved because think about how for a while it was a big deal when we were laying in bed.
You could not hear.
I couldn't hear you very well and I had to like adjust or you had to speak up. And I haven't said that to you recently.
You haven't.
So
you're not even doing like the little shifts from to angle it in your right ear.
Yeah. So I guess maybe it's working.
I think it is. And that excites me.
Yeah. Maybe the mushrooms are healing my ear. So there you go, folks. I wish we had some sort of promo code we could give you
right?
to go buy some mushrooms. But, yeah, the experiment is ongoing mm-hmm. and we'll see. We'll see. Even if that is the only outcome is that it healed my ear or that we think it healed my ear.
Who cares if it's healing?
Yeah. And maybe my ear just healed on its own after a year and a half. But
maybe we got the zombie plague. And because of those mushrooms, the immune support, we survived and the apocalypse did not happen.
That's very likely.
You're welcome. Good point, world. Dear.
That's very, very
you
likely.
You should absolutely go support the podcast now because we just saved your life.
Bitches. Have you noticed any subtleties yet? That you can kind of pin down and say, oh yeah, that's the mushrooms?
No. No, I haven't. But I'm a little more preoccupied with my body having some like issues. So it needs some work. So I think I'm more focused on the things that are starting to like, uh-oh, as opposed to what's getting better. I don't know what's getting better.
Well, what about the high level of emotional anxiety and stress that we've been under for the last month, month and a half.
Yeah, I've been feeling that. So if, is that what it's doing? Because I'm going to stop taking it then.
Is this the cause?
No, thank you.
What if the mushrooms have helped us in that space where normally this would have been a taker outer for the next 6 months as opposed to, oh, we can breathe and move through this space.
Well, we need to get more.
Right? Maybe.
Yeah, let's start taking some more.
Maybe that's been a benefit.
Maybe.
That we've been able to continue through this space. I think we've also done a lot of work and all that jazz. That's
no, helped. It's definitely the mushrooms.
I think that might be a chance. That might be,
it
a,
might be. That's a possibility. Cool. Let's see. What other positives do we have? We've been really busy and we kept going. Like there's a lot. I've only had some mini takedown days.
Recovery days.
Recovery days.
Takedown. Oh, nothing wrong with recovery. Takedown.
It was like face plant.
Right.
It's gonna,
Hopefully
I make it on the bed. My ass is hanging off. Here's a Johnny happening all over.
I wish the effects that we had from it were more pronounced where we could be like, oh yeah, that's totally the case. But maybe it takes longer. I don't know. Maybe
we're still trying to get our guts back on balance.
Yeah.
If we could start taking plexus again, that would be awesome.
Ixnay on the plexus A.
Why? I don't know. It's okay.
It's okay. Yeah. If you want to go find the mushrooms that we are taking, I think the website is fungi.com.
Not fun guy. Careful about Googling that. Not F-U-N-G-U-I. You might get some porn. Yeah. So.
No, it's F-U-N-G-I.
There you fungi. Go.
Fungi.com.
Fungi.
And that's the Paul Stamets website that has all the good mushroom supplements.
That's his website?
I think so.
Okay, well, if you guys know him and we're giving all this love that way, could you let him know? Maybe have him send a promo code?
Or send us more mushrooms?
That would be, oh, God.
Yeah, we'll totally take some free supplements, Mr. Stamets.
And then we'll just keep talking about it.
I would happily talk about his mushroom supplements if he wants to continue to send us some for free. Hashtag send us free mushrooms, please.
Can you make that happen, please?
And yes, thank you. And the psychedelic ones as well.
If you can make that happen.
What else, baby? You got anything else going on in your life that you want to talk about on the podcast?
Anything else going on in my life? Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on in my life. You can't direct questions.
Direct questions, huh?
Kill it.
I realized, I think it stemmed from group last week, the incredible level of vulnerability that I go to with you and how challenging that is. Like, it's just another level of awareness of like how hard that is. I think I told you this week there was a moment, I don't remember. Seems like it was in the last few days where I'm just like sobbing with you, right? Crying and like totally letting go. And there was like a new understanding for me of how much that is in opposition to what feels not just normal, but safe. Like it feels so weak to do that. And it's like this, not just the physical response of my body being like, that's a weakness, don't do that. But then there's like all this intellectual stuff of like, you're weak, you're pathetic, you're going to get stepped all and crushed. And like from the standpoint of a man, and you're just this pathetic loser and you can't be that weak and don't be weak. All of those things on top of like my body resisting it so strongly because of like that mental programming and all that shit from society and from being a kid and all this kind of stuff. And it's like, oh my God, so hard to overcome all of that stuff to just simply like let go and cry in your arms. And it feels so good when I do it, for sure. It's very, very rewarding. And I'm glad that I'm able to do it. I wish I could do it more. But I had like this new level of recognition and awareness of like, oh my God, there's so much that I'm trying to overcome to just do the simple act of like cry in your arms. And that's so silly. Do you know what I mean? Such a silly thing. Because I feel so incredibly safe in your arms and in the space of our relationship and everything like that. And I know you're not judging me. I know you're not like, oh, you're such a fucking pansy. Look how weak you are. I know you're not doing that. You're just loving and compassionate and all the good stuff. But it takes so much effort to let go to that level and just sob in your arms like a little kid. And part of me hates it.
Yeah.
You know, even though it feels good, there's still part of me that's like, no, 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 I'm not doing it. I hate it because it feels so weak. It feels like my big brothers are going to come in and beat the shit out of me.
I'll take them out. Fucking right at the knees.
It feels like people are going to see that. And then, you know, I'm going to be teased about it at recess. Or it's just all sorts of different things that it feels like that don't feel good. It brings up lots of BMMs that are like, warning, warning, warning. Red flags, don't do it.
I'm glad that you're practicing in it.
What does it feel like for you? Is there any part of you, you have to be instantly clear here. That's Are another thing that we use.
Our instant clarity.
Instant clarity is some of our, you know what's so funny? We describe these like terminologies that we use back and forth with each other as some sort of like grand things.
It is.
And they're just fucking words.
They're not words. They are grand things.
We've created this thing called instant clarity, folks.
That's what everything is. Yes, we have.
What instant clarity is.
You're welcome.
Means you have to be instantly clear about your thoughts or feelings.
That only works if you have the trust. I like that we can say that to each other and we know that no matter what the other person is going to.
It's going to do it.
It's going to be boldly honest.
Yeah.
Like, here it is.
So
here it is.
In this moment, you've got to be instantly clear, babe.
Okay.
Is there any part of you in those moments when I am vulnerable, when I am like crying and sobbing and just emotionally pouring out everything on your chest, in your arms, just completely let go? Is there any part of you... Instantly clear, please.
Instantly clear.
That sees that and thinks that's like a weak man. Like any part of it that like views masculinity and sees weak men and I can't trust that part because he's not going to be able to protect me or do you know what I mean? Some sort of like super deep subconscious thing of like men have to be strong and men have to do all these things because that's the way that we can trust them and that's the way that they'll protect us and take care of us and... Is there any part of you that gets hit that
Are you
way?
Ready for my answer? You like really drug that out, not wanting it to like as very descriptive as you could be.
I think I know your answer, but go ahead.
Do you want to hear my answer?
I do.
Not what you think you know. Do you want to hear my answer?
Yeah.
There is zero part of me that views that as a weakness.
Hmm.
I know. You can't really believe it because it's so deep.
I can't believe it. I believe that there's going to be some part of you from like a strictly animalistic brain DNA instinctual part that sees that as a weakness and is, I don't say turned off in a sexual way, but like in a, oh, that's not a partner for me because that's a weak man or a weak partner.
Well, would you like, I'm going to give you some details on my instant clarity.
Let's hear it.
And you're going to hear some things that maybe you won't like.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Those moments with you, I absolutely do not feel that whatsoever. Not one little bit. I can think of situations where I would be ashamed to say I might feel that. If we were, if you ever go through a mental breakdown, baby, I'm not going to view you as weak. I'm going to be there. Okay. Like there's not, you can't think that, but like if we were just walking around and we were in public and maybe in a situation of like, I don't know whether you're just, if you were just constantly crying all the time in public, somebody said something to you and I was constantly having to like, which makes me sound like the biggest fucking douchebag ever, then I might look at you like, oh my God, like that's enough. Why don't you stay home? I got this. I would definitely go into takeover mode and that might be a thing. I hate admitting that. I may view that crying as a weakness at an extreme in situations that could come up. That doesn't mean that...
A weakness or just an annoyance where it's like, okay. Oh God, here
Thank
we go.
Thank you. An annoyance is a better description of it. I don't see that happening. You have never, and not saying that you're you know, I feel like now I'm saying you're emotionally stunted. That's not it. You've never displayed that much outward emotion to get to that point. That's also being said with the fact that I have, I am triggered by men crying because I have seen it and experienced it.
As a with manipulation so much tactic, huh?
Abuse and manipulation. And so, it surprises me that I'm okay. And there's still kind of moments where I'm like, are those real tears? Not when you're on me and raw in the moment, but we'll be like having some times at the kitchen table. We'll be going into talking about stuff and I'll see that like come up in you and I judge it. I'm like, you're just trying to get to me right now. That's not real. That is a fake cry. And I hate that. I push it away and I listen to you and I feel you and I can get past that. I struggle. I struggle with that. And then like when men will talk about things hard, because sometimes people talk to me because that happens. There's that little bit where I'm like, this is how you get me to forgive you for beating the shit out of me. This is how you get me to now make you feel better because I'm broken and you don't want like the ramifications or you don't, you know, all the things.
She's so not talking about me.
Oh my God. I'm not talking about you. You've never done that to me.
This is the past.
Oh, I gotta throw up. So that's hard because it's all this hate, because now in the middle of me feeling, destroyed and terrified. And did I survive this? Did my kids survive this? Are we all care? Now I have to fucking take care of this motherfucker and make him feel better just to keep us alive. Fuck that. So I am highly triggered by that. And there are times that comes up. Not once have I felt that when you and I are laying together, when you are in my arms, whether I'm sitting on your lap holding you, when we are embraced and you've done that raw, falling apart, crying, vulnerable. I haven't felt a tiny bit of that. Not even a little bit. I haven't had to try and pull myself to the moment. It is not there. 100% instant clarity.
I believe you.
I'm a little fucking triggered right now, though. That was a lot of truth.
So. If we had, if this was, in fact, like a radio show, we'd have some sound effect that we could play. It'd be like, trigger warning. Meh, 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 meh.
Ooh, I feel exposed on my back.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard, right?
Yeah.
I think there's times when I think that of myself. And now I'm wondering. God damn it. No, I'm wondering if I'm, because several months, a year, I don't remember. It was a while ago when I got hit really hard, meaning it became really apparent to me that I have narcissistic tendencies and that some of my coping mechanisms and some of my behaviors were narcissistic. And I got super highly vigilant and aware and judgmental of every action that I had and everything that I was doing, because I so wanted to avoid doing anything that was stemming from that kind of narcissistic, manipulative kind of place. That sense has faded, so I'm not so consciously, looking for it around every bend and every corner and thinking that it's going to manifest itself. So I've relaxed a lot more because I don't think that that's not my default mode. That's not my way of standard practice and moving through life and emotions and connection and things like that. It's just not. Do I have some tendencies there sometimes? I do, and I think it's in times of heightened triggered states where I'm super fight or flighty, right? Mm-hmm. And so I've been able to make peace with it as well as continually kind of look at it and think about it and process it, but in a much more balanced way where I'm not so paranoid about it. But I think there is times where I'm worried and fearful that I am doing that, where I am trying to manipulate you with my emotions and my feelings. And I think that it's probably like a dual thing of, there's probably times when I am doing it to some degree, and there's also probably times where I'm picking up on you thinking that that's what I'm doing. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because you and I do that, where I'll be like, ooh, I picked up on your energy of whatever that did for you. And now you're thinking, so it's that weird dual place that we go to sometimes. But I also think that it's times where I may be doing it a little bit. So I get cognitively aware of it too. And it kind of triggers me. And then I have to be really careful because it will shut down that emotion like instantly. Like if I catch the faintest whiff that I think I'm doing that, done. Fucking done. There goes the emotion. There goes the exposure. There goes the opening up. There goes the vulnerability. Fucking done. Because I am so staunchly opposed to being that man. And so it's that weird space where we have to like tread softly and tread lightly and tread together. That's one thing that you and I do really, really, really well is we tread on thin ice together really, really, really well.
I think really we're going to be treading on thin ice here now for a while because of this.
No, we can't. It's okay.
I hope not, but I'm really afraid that...
That you're triggering that in me?
Yeah, and that when it comes time for you showing emotion, you're going to... Especially if we're sitting at the fucking kitchen table, you're going to shut it down because you're going to think I don't believe you and I'm not there. And oh my God.
I trust you wholeheartedly though, dear.
Yeah.
And even if you have that moment where you're triggered and you're thinking... And you're questioning it.
It's a body memory moment.
It's exactly what that is. That's exactly a BMM. And we can acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Right? We can acknowledge that you're having a BMM in that moment.
But that'll take you out of the moment too. But if I'm like, hold on your feelings. This is, I'm having a personal point of privilege here. Like, that's not going to help you. I need to be able to contain that. Maybe talk about it after.
No, but I think you have to acknowledge it in the moment.
You do?
Yeah, because otherwise... I'm going to feel the part that is trying to contain it. And then I'm going to be like, wait a minute, you're not fully present in this moment.
Oh, fuck, this is going to take some practice. And that's going to
shut me down. And...
Well, let's see what we do. We got a challenge, folks.
This would be a great conversation after the podcast.
It would be, but...
Because we're definitely going to continue talking about this part afterwards.
We just can't today. No. I mean, we can talk. We just can't.
No, we're done talking after the podcast. Yeah. We will have no further conversations after we're done. I
got an appointment, babe. I'm sorry.
Tell me real quick.
Yes.
What does it feel like for you to go that raw and vulnerable in my arms?
We do not have time. We've got to go. That's hard. I do it.
Can you think of some of the things that it brings up when you do it? Like how I talked about the weaknesses that I have to overcome and all the triggering things from my childhood and being a man and all that kind of stuff. What does it bring up for you?
I've just sealed my fate. Now life's in jeopardy. Kids are in jeopardy. And you're not going to... this sucks. I no longer have any value or any worth because I'm just a pathetic, weak... that can be used to the point of destruction. And it just, I'm garbage. I hate that. I have to be a fierce woman 100% of the time. Or what good am I? I'm garbage. I just got a trigger. motherfucker. So while... I feel like this doesn't really play in. It does to a point because I just heard a conversation that I haven't heard in a long time, real fast. If I didn't show weakness, right? That's I'm showing you weakness. If I didn't show weakness, if I was stronger, bad things wouldn't happen. So if I'm showing you that weakness, bad things are going to start happening to me. I'm not going to be able to protect myself from my children. And fuck that. That's what happens when you show weakness. I asked somebody from the past because made it a point to tell me about the women that he had beat before me and the one that he didn't. And I was obviously one that he did. And I asked like, why, you know, why, which was, and his response was, because I let him. So therefore, if I'm weak, if I show that, then I'm allowing it. So fuck that. I don't want that. So it's hard. Even though you make me, I've never felt safe until you. Like, you do these things and I know I'm safe with you. I know I'm safe with you. But it is so hard to be. It's like, oh my God, that's when, if you think you're okay, that's when you're going to get hurt. If you think you're safe, if you think you can show up, if you trust that moment, that's when it's going to come. That's when everything's going to change. And I've got a whole life of that, babe. And we've been together, what, 8 years? Is that where we're at?
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. Such a good number. And I'm getting it. And I can go vulnerable with you. And I have. You've seen me completely raw emotionally. You've seen me exposed in, like, I will be me with you. And that is big. And so much and so often. But it's not always, and it's still hard.
It's very hard, huh?
But that's not your fault.
I don't take it as my fault. Just as it's not your fault when I have those struggles as well.
Yeah.
I never thought about that dynamic of what it would, like the thing that you would have to overcome the biggest in order to be vulnerable in that space. That never occurred to me that way. That's pretty big, babe. That's a hard one. That's a motherfucker to try to get through.
Motherfucker. I don't really want to touch it right now. That motherfucker can go over there. Look at it later. Fuck off.
Yeah. Well, look at us.
Yeah.
Look at us overcoming. I just decided that this episode is BMM's baby. That's the name of this episode. Because that's what we're talking about, is trying to overcome those BMMs in order to be vulnerable to, like, the umpteenth degree rawness with each other. What do you think are some of the effects that stem from being able to do that with each other?
Our life right now, the connection that we have, the depth that we can go to, the, strive to not only improve ourselves, but encourage the, I don't want to say improvement, 'cause that's like, you better fix that. But, what's the word? It's growth of the other person. Like, I know we're not perfect. I don't think we are. I don't think it's possible to be. I know we still have some shit. Like, we are, like, I'm the crazy woman in the store throwing around pickles just because I want an avocado. You know, we've got some things to definitely get through and grow as individuals and as a couple. And that's never going to stop because we're human. But what we've done with each other, what we've done with ourselves, like, I think it's almost like fictional. Like, I can look back on my life and we have crossed the points of that I would want to get to, that I thought maybe was possible. We have crossed the points of the fairy tale and to the realm of, I didn't even know to think that that maybe have been a possibility. That was so far out of my scope of awareness. I didn't even know. It's like brand new information kind of thing. I'm like, oh my gosh. So I think that's stemming from that.
Yeah, it's like,
we're in a whole new world.
It is a whole new galaxy. Like, it's space travel where it's like, we saw the end of the universe through the telescope that we were looking through. And you're like, oh my God, that's so cool. One day we might get to that planet that's way out there on the far reaches. And then in the traveling to get there, we went past that place. And now we're in the unknown space of,
what is this?
Holy fuck, look at all this amazing shit that we couldn't even see before or couldn't even imagine or dream up.
Yeah.
And now we're in that space. That's pretty cool.
Is that the same for you? Or
absolutely.
Was that your giving your answer or just expanding on my words?
No, absolutely. It's the same for me.
That was your words too?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think it's incredible what we've been able to accomplish and achieve and the places that we've been able to go just from being able to cry in each other's arms in a very raw, vulnerable way.
How cool is that?
Such a simple, what easy thing, right?
Not, you think.
On paper, it's
on,
like,
paper.
Do this and then you get this. Oh shit, yeah, I'll do that and then I'll get that. That's awesome. And then you get, comes time and you're like, I'm not doing that. And you're like, no, it's really easy. You just have to do that. Nah, I'm not doing that. And then you like knock everything over and run out the room.
Brings you back to the three F's from forever ago. Yes. Fuck this, fuck that, fuck you.
Yes, you're very done. Much so. Yeah. But it's worth it, folks. And Steph's got a massage appointment she's got to get to. So yes. We're going to wrap up. Any last closing words on BMMs, baby?
Use a YB.
I love you.
I love you.
We have to use correct terminology. Penises and vaginas and assholes.
It's hard to try and associate a new neural pathway, a new Sanskrit that says, this is a new feeling. Maybe you had shitty pancakes, and then these pancakes have strawberries in them. Sometimes, you know, legs are up, just going to town.
Yes.